Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Power Max Center Spotlight Theater here in Circuit Makati. No? We're very glad to hold our briefing for the 9-month results of 2015 here in our newest mall. And of course, I'd like to recognize the presence of our panel led by our President and CEO, Mr. Bobby D, and our Chief Finance Officer, Mr. Jimmy Ismael. We have about 2 callers on the line right now, and we'd like to remind everyone that our materials are available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And to start off the presentation, maybe I can turn over the floor to Mr. Ismael.
Good afternoon, everyone. Allow me to make my presentation from here so that I can see the screen. Again, welcome to our third quarter analyst briefing. And later on, I think you can tour the site and take a look at what we have to offer in this newest development that we have. So I guess you've been furnished a copy of the results. So let me go over the highlights. Where's the Iowa? Where's the laptop? Sa taas? There it is. Okay. Okay, so this is the outline of the presentation. I'll start with the financial statements, the overall picture, and then look at margins, capex, and operating statistics. By way of key messages, we are pleased to inform you that we have sustained the growth in the net income at 19% to 12.8 billion pesos on the back of revenues which increased 10% in total to 75 billion, driven by the steady performance of core real estate businesses which collectively grew at 18% before intercompany adjustments. We complemented this growth in revenue with margin expansion as we sustained the improvement in margins across all product lines. And we ended the period on a steady balance sheet, still supportive of continued growth as we, go through our 2020-40 vision. Our capex spend for the 9-month period amounted to 60 billion pesos. And we have launched a total of about 98 billion in projects for the 9-month period ended September, composed of 27 residential projects with a project value of approximately 70 billion, 13 leasing projects, and 3 estates. So with that, let me go through the details. Net income, as I said, grew 19% to 12.8 billion, and this is as a result of the combined effects of an expansion in revenue by 10% overall. I'll talk about the breakdown of that, the significant part of which represented real estate, which grew to 73.6 billion or 11%. Expenses, on the other hand, only grew 8%, with real estate expenses only posting a 7% increase relative to the 11% growth in real estate revenues, which resulted in margin expansion. And GAE, likewise only grew 5%, slower than the growth in revenues, and even slower than the growth in real estate expenses, which resulted in GAE ratio improving to 6.2% from 6.5% the year before. So collectively, efforts resulted in EBIT margin being higher at 33% compared to 31% the year before. The other components of revenues on interest and other income, equity net earnings was negative 145 compared to 590 last year, primarily as a result of the absence of lot sales, commercial lot sales at Bonifacio Global City, given our deliberate decision to actually conserve the remaining land for our use, commercial land, given that land values have already appreciated significantly, and the net effect of startup costs for some of our new businesses, primarily in the area of retail, which are still in the ramp-up stage. Now, interest and investment income expanded by 42% as a result of higher interest income interest-bearing advances to companies. Other income increased by 47% to 643 million as a result of higher management fees. Now that we have more, subsidiaries or under joint venture where we derive, management fee income. Real estate expense, I'll talk about the margins later on. And then GAE, I already talked about the reduction in the ratio, which has allowed us to post a higher margin. So, again, the net effect is an expansion in net income to 12.8 billion or 19%. On the breakdown of revenues, the 75 billion revenue number is broken down. The bulk is coming from the property development business, which contributed 50 billion and grew 7% collectively. The biggest contributor within that line was the residential business, which expanded 8% to 43 billion as a result of the new bookings as well as continued project completion of existing projects. No? Now, office for sale grew higher at 70% to 4.4 billion pesos as a result, again, of the continued combined effects of the contribution of new launches on office buildings for sale, as well as the higher completion of existing projects, in particular the High Street South Corporate Plaza of Alveo. Commercial industrial lot sales declined by 35% to 2.8 billion. As I was explaining earlier, well, not just for FBDC, but even for our other projects, we deliberately pulled back on further commercial lot sales, given that we would like to reserve remaining inventory for our own use. So we had less Arca South and New Valley commercial lot sales compared to 2014, no? Where we sold more of these commercial lots. Commercial leasing also posted a 12% increase to 17.2 billion. The bulk of which came from shopping centers at 9.2 billion or 12% expansion as a result of the improved performance of new malls as well as the combined effect of higher occupancy and average rental of existing malls. No? Similarly, the office business posted an 18% increase to 3.7 billion pesos also because of the same reasons as we deliberately pushed the expansion program and the lease out consistent with our plan to increase the leasable space. No? Hotels and resorts likewise posted a 7% growth in revenues to 4.3 billion as a result primarily of higher occupancy. On the services side, collectively our construction and property management arm grew 48% to 30.5 billion with construction expanding to 29.6 billion or 49% as a result of the increase in order book. And property management likewise posted a 25% growth to 906 million as a result of the increase in managed properties. So with intercompany, before intercompany adjustments, 18% growth in gross revenues, 11% after intercompany adjustments, and with interest and other income, 10% growth to 75 billion. Margins complement the revenue growth continue to improve across the different product lines. For the horizontal residential segment, gross profit margin went up slightly from 42 to 43% as a result of the sale of higher margin horizontal projects during the period. Vertical or condominium projects posted a steady margins of 35% across different projects. Office for sale, slight decline in margin to 38% as a result of new project launches in Bonifacio Global City, which have relatively higher land valuations, no? And hence slightly lower margins. Likewise, commercial and industrial lots declined a little bit, primarily because of the lower contribution from the higher margin lots that we sold in Alta Raza and New Valley last year, so it's more of a mix issue, no? From 53 to 49%. On the commercial leasing side, EBITDA margins, on the other hand, expanded significantly from 63% to 69% in the case of the malls as a result of higher occupancy, average rental of existing malls, improved performance of new malls, as well as the cost containment measures that we have implemented during the year, which are starting to bear fruit. And similarly, the same is true for the office business, whose EBITDA margin expanded from 85 to 89%, primarily because of the same reasons. Hotels and resorts posted steady margins at 28% as a result of the sustained performance of the hotels and resorts portfolio. Construction and property management expanded margins to 13% from 10% as a result of primarily of cost containment measures and efficiency gains. No? We continue to diversify into new growth centers. Part of our geographic expansion is to develop in new growth centers. And as you can see from the chart, the latest numbers indicate that 40% of our revenues were derived from non-traditional areas, up from 32% the year before. In terms of recurring income, we continue to build up the recurring income base, which now account for 46% of total net income, higher than the 38% the year before, although partly because of the decline in commercial lot sales during the period. No?